The Rochester City School District's lawsuit to prevent the city of Rochester from holding a referendum on district leadership had its day in court today. WXXI's James Brown has the story.
Judge Scott Odorizzi asked City Attorney Patrick Beef about the legality of a law passed by City Council in June. That law removed the Board of Education and its salaries from the city charter. It also asked for a non-binding referendum on who should control the district. Odorizzi asked whether this is in conflict with state law. The school district's attorney, Allison Moyer, made a similar argument, adding that the law was outdated and that the district is separate from the city. She called the referendum a poll that doesn't do anything. Beef argued that the board and their salaries are governed by the charter and said that if a referendum goes forward and fails, the board will exist but will not be paid. School board member Willa Powell watched the arguments in court. She takes exception to city council's attempt to remove their salaries.
It's based on a resolution that says our salary is set at 75% of city council's salary. If city council thinks we get paid too much, all they have to do is reduce their own salary to zero, and ours immediately drops to zero.
Odorizzi also questioned a letter addressed from Mayor Lovely Warren, sent to city residents in July. The letter asked residents to, quote, vote with me. Odorizzi asked Beef whether the statement was Warren encouraging voters to vote for the referendum. The city's corporation counsel, Tim Curtin, says that Warren was misunderstood.
If you read the letter in detail, the mayor wants folks to vote. She's very passionate about this subject, and she thinks the voice of the voters can only be heard to the extent they show up at the polls.
Judge Odorizzi says that he'll make a decision today. James Brown, WXXI News.